But some people want to get the weight off, but they don't want to do what it takes to get it off. Talk to us, AJ, about some of these clients and for just a minute, and then we're going on. Because we got, if we don't deal with this and we don't see who's behind this and keep on allowing this, we'll keep carrying stuff in our bodies that's not necessary to carry. And God said, I haven't paid for that. Why they keep on doing that?
Yes, that's so right and true, because every day when I'm servicing customers, the very first time I service a customer, I ask them what their goals are. And one of the things that they'll say is, I want to lose weight for this, 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 this. And all those reasons is not the proper reason for someone to go in the right direction, because like Bishop said, the number one reason is they're trying to please the eye of someone else. They're trying to grab somebody else's thoughts. They're trying to get someone else's attention. The next thing is, you know, they feel like, you know, the reason why they need to lose weight is because, you know, they want to get somebody attention. They want to grab somebody's thoughts. You know, the third reason why they want to lose weight, Miss Lucy, is because they want to get somebody's attention. And they want to grab their thoughts. Okay. Y'all follow me. So it ain't because, you know, diabetes around the corner, or it ain't because, you know, my blood pressure is up and this and the other. The only time they want to change those things, Bishop, is when the doctors say, hey, you about to lose a limb.
Yeah.
You're about to lose a limb. And now they are forced to try to eat right or even pick up an exercise routine. But what I run up against is people not understanding their core value, and they'll lower themselves down to allow, you know, allow things to happen in their life, and they'll run the food for comfort. They'll run their low self-esteem. Their self-esteem is so low that they really don't have a value of who they are. So just like Bishop said, all these reasons come up in their life, and they just eat, and not knowing that, you know, if you just pick up a routine, or if you just eat in moderations, you don't have to just eat like it's the Last Supper. You don't have to go all out like you'll never have it again. You know, there's things in my own personal life. Yes, I'm an exercise specialist, but I do love my mother-in-law sweet potatoes. I do love my mom food and this and that and the other, but I don't have it every single day. And when we learn that we are valuable, we'll make better decisions and better choices. And one thing that Bishop hit on real hard, when you're dealing in this area right here, people carry their feelings on their shoulders. And they don't want to talk about it, but they want to run over here, run over there. This is one of the most challenging things that a person deal with. Most challenging thing that people deal with. And as the body of Christ, this is one of the number one thing God wants us to deal with. Because how are we going to go out there and spread the word and be that leader for him if our temple ain't right? If our temper ain't right. I'm going to say this last thing, Bishop. I'm going to turn it back over to you. Me and a guy was talking in the gym about 3 weeks ago. And he said, AJ, there is no traffic jam for the ones that go that extra mile. And he was talking about fitness. When you go that extra mile to work out harder than the next person, or you just work out because you know you're valuable, there's no traffic jam. There's no one else around you trying to get better like that. No one else was working out and hooping when Michael Jordan left practice and he went home and continued. There's no traffic jam when you go the extra mile. So I looked at him and I said, there is no traffic jam when you understand when it's time to worship and serve and adore God. There is no traffic jam of Christianity, people. But when you know your core value in life and you know that this temple is of God, then you'll go all out and beyond to fellowship with him, that he can teach you how to have a great temple. Because everything we need in order to have a great temple is in the word. Amen. There's no traffic jam when you go that extra mile. Amen. When you go that extra mile. No, I'm not going to have that pie today. No, I'm not going to have this today. Set a goal and make sure you stick with it. We got to have some stick with it individuals in the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, AJ. I wrote something. I got much on here. I'm looking for it now. Give me a second. Yeah, here we go. Here we are. Listen to this statement. Listen to this statement. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I come back and catch up on what. But listen to this statement. Now I better read this. Romans 5. And I want you to listen now, because see, the scripture will teach you if you listen to it. Without me giving explanation. If you just listen to what it says. Romans chapter 5, verse, Romans 8, 5. He says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. Diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure. All kind of disease. When you follow the flesh. Now, let me read it, because I got, then I'll come to that. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Isn't it good to live a life you're free of pain and suffering? Which one you want? Full of pain and suffering, and you, because you, and too full. One time Jordan drank some milk, and he had something else to eat before then. You know, his stomach ain't that big. And boy, he wanted to get all that milk in, because that's his favorite. And boy, he started, oh, my stomach hurt. Oh, my stomach too full. You know, one time when you're small, if he get too full, he gonna come up. But his stomach was giving him problem, because he had put too much in it. And this is what most of us do. We gotta be in control and say, that's it. I'm not eating anything else. Why? Because I'm in charge. But if you follow the flesh, it has no quitting sense. It just keep on doing it and keep on doing it. And you say, I'm dying from this, and keep on doing it until you die. And I'm telling you. Now watch, listen. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. What is it? It's not subject to it. What you mean? It don't have no intention of obeying God. It has no intention. I don't care what you say, I'm going to do what I want to do. There was a woman, lady, that... Now listen to the story. I'm not going to tell the character, what you call them, the characters of the true story. The pastor was endeavored to share with them. She and her husband were having a problem, and they were trying to save the marriage. And the pastor was sharing with them. And she said, so get to the point so I can move on. She said, I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care what you say, pastor. I don't care what he said. I don't care what God said. I'm going to do what I want to do. So that common mind is not subject to the law of God. And that rebellious spirit takes hold to that calm mind and make you talk like that. Are you hearing me?